Who are you?
So I'm Austin Donnelly. I'm an RSD with Microsoft Research.
Yeah.
And I've been with the company for a couple of years now.
And where are we?
We're in sunny Cambridge. I've lived here for the last 10 years or so. And did my undergrad here, my postgraduate here. So I know this city pretty well.
Yeah.
And we're standing outside some of the finest architecture around. You've got King's College Chapel here. Beautiful frilly stonework. And
now, how old is King's Chapel?
It's about 600 years old or so.
Here, let me get it around.
King's College itself was founded in 1441, and the chapel was built shortly after the
now, where I come from, we don't have anything at all.
Right, this is some seriously old buildings here.
Yeah.
The King's isn't even the oldest. The oldest, I think, is Peter House, which was around sort of 1300s or so. So we're talking about some majorly old buildings. And these are individual institutions. We're not even talking about the foundation of an entire country. We're talking about little bits and bobs that happen to be kicking around a country.
Yeah.
So this is serious.
Now, what's behind you?
Serious age. We've got the Senate House, we've got King's College, and the Tower of Great St. Mary's, which is defined as a central point of Cambridge. When you're a student in Cambridge, you have to fulfill a number of background requirements in order to get your degree. You have to stay a certain number of terms, each term being a third of a year approximately. You have to do 9 terms within 3 miles of Great St. Mary's, that church over there.
Okay.
And if you fail to keep those 9 terms within those 3 miles, then you're not eligible for your degree, no matter how good you are at the exams.
Yeah.
And this was because cads and bounders would live in their gentlemen's clubs in London and only rarely attend the university. And so they wouldn't get the education, because in the olden days, people got their education by osmosis, practically, just by being around smart people. And that's how they got educated. There wasn't anything formal. There were no exams. So after your 9 terms of being with smart people, you were deemed to be a graduate of the university. And so that's why this rule about being a certain number of miles from the Great St. Mary's came about.
Wow. Now, how did you become a student here? What's the process? Do you have to... Is it like Stanford, where you have to have
a very high... It's a pretty competitive process, yeah. I grew up in Glasgow in Scotland, so it's not at all close to Cambridge.
Let me put my iPad down here. Yeah. My monopod. Okay, yeah.
I grew up in Glasgow, and it's a long way from... It's like 8 hours or so to get between Glasgow and Cambridge. And, you know, it's full of English people here. I thought that the only reason to go to England is if you're going somewhere special like Cambridge or Oxford. And there's a pretty competitive process of interviews to get in. When I did some selection interviews for Pembroke College, one of the older colleges, we interviewed about 30 candidates, and we ended up giving offers to 2 of them. So that's the kind of competition there are for places here, just for undergraduates.
Yeah.
And then after you've done your undergraduate, I then spent a year doing some work with the computer laboratory as a research assistant. And then I did a PhD here, which again is a pretty competitive application process to get into the PhD program.
Yeah.
Although it is a 3-year program, unlike the 5 years you have in the States.
Yeah.
The other thing you'll see a lot of in Cambridge is bikes, actually. There's bikes everywhere, just shacked up against walls. People don't really bother locking them, there's just so many of them.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool.
And people typically have 2 bikes. They have a nice bike for actually going distances, and they've got a town bike that they don't mind if it gets nicked or stolen or whatever, because just there's so much bike theft here.
Yep.
I'm lucky I've only had a nick once.
So are you going to take us in?
Yeah, well, we'll try.
All right.
Technically, it's closed.
Okay, great, thanks.
You might want to... I'd just ask you to keep off the floor.
Okay.
Behind you, you've got student accommodation. Students actually live in these rooms. And then on the left, you've got the student bar and the main hall area where they'll have to take their main meals. So if you like it, we can go and see if we can actually get into some of these areas. Have a look.
Give us a tour, yeah.
Otherwise, we'll just wander around the grounds, because the grounds themselves are actually very nice.
This is awesome. My friend Buzz Bruggeman, who's CEO of ActiveWords, told me I had to go punting on the cam. And
guess you do.
This is what it is, right?
So the cam's a pretty flat river, as you can see, so there's nothing really much in way of waves, and it's also very shallow, so rather than using oars or anything conventional like that, people just use a huge pole and then push from the back of the boat with the pole to drive the whole thing forwards. Now the problem is there's no rudder, so actually getting the thing to go in a straight line is far, far harder than it looks. That's why quite a lot of people tend to hire professional tour guides. But we're not going to do that.
We're going to do it for
we're
real.
Do
huh?
it for real, yeah.
Well, you are a professional tour guide.
I've been paid to do this tour.
You have?
So, I mean, if you want to have a go at punting, then you too can have a go.
We can try it.
it's good. It's a good laugh. It's good fun.
Cool. So, how did you get on it?
So you're on the this is a controversy. Major difference between Oxford and Cambridge. There's big rivalry between the two universities, and Oxford punt from the front in the kind of scooped out shallow end, and Cambridge people punt from the back on the little stage portion, and the two views are completely irreconcilable. And I'm afraid we're just right.
And if you're a tourist here, how do you get a ride? How do you punt on the can?
There's commercial tour guides that you go and you can rent a punt. Okay. If you're a student, then most of the colleges have their own punts, so you can just get one at really bargain prices. Okay. But we're gonna get a commercial one, I think.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Each of the punts actually got a name there. See, Mrs. Simpson, Richard III.
Ah.
And those are all King's punts, and you can tell because they got purple. Along the bottom, purple is King's colour.
Ah, so each college has its own colour?
Yeah.
Bridge is that?
This is the mathematical bridge designed by Sir Isaac Newton. And the original one didn't have any bolts whatsoever, it just held itself up purely by its design.
Really?
This one's been taken apart and put together again, and I couldn't get it to go back together without the bolts.
So we're punching on the cam.
We are indeed.
With a bunch of drunk college students next to us.
There she goes, go!
A bunch of wet drunk college students.
Hi, Mimi.
I bet if you do this for a long time, you'll get some...